from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Another mass shooting in the U.S.
It's sad. It is. Because why this church? Why people that I grew up with? You know, why them? You know, it's hard.
The voice of Kevin Jordan, a witness to the tragedy as it unfolded just outside of San Antonio, Texas on Sunday. Authorities in Texas tried Monday to figure out what motivated Devin Kelly, a 26-year-old dishonorably discharged U.S. airman, to open fire on a Baptist church, killing 26 people and wounding 20 more. Alexa Roberts is a Sutherland Springs resident.
Because he's a coward. He's a coward. Why else would he go for the people in a church?
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said it appears that there was a connection between Kelly and the church where his in-laws occasionally worshipped, although they were not in attendance on Sunday, when Kelly fired on churchgoers with a weapon similar to an AR-15 assault rifle. According to Pentagon records, Kelly served in the U.S. Air Force from 2010 to 2014, but was court-martialed in 2012 for assaulting his wife and child, sentenced to 12 months imprisonment, and then dishonorably discharged from the military. Witnesses say he first fired on people outside the small First Baptist Church, then inside where all but two of the victims were killed or wounded. As he left the church, a neighbor exchanged gunfire with Kelly. That neighbor then sought out the vehicle of Johnny Langendorf as they gave chase.
He just hurt so many people, and he just affected so many people's lives. Why wouldn't you want to take him down?
The victims were between the ages of 5 and 72. The Election Commission in the Democratic Republic of Congo has announced presidential elections will take place December 23rd of next year. The election, supposed to have taken place in late 2016, has been delayed, triggering unrest. This is VOA News.
With Shinzo, got off to quite a rocky start because I never ran for office, and here I am, but I never ran. So I wasn't very experienced. And after I had won, everybody was calling me from all over the world. I never knew we had so many countries.
Displaying a bit of self-effacing humility as he reflected on his earliest hours as president-elect, President Donald Trump at a banquet in his honor hosted by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The U.S. president is on a two-week visit to the region. He will attend the East Asia Summit and the ASEAN meeting. On this trip, he's pushing aggressively to get all Asian leaders to agree to pursue ending North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. He spoke today with the Japanese Prime Minister about the North Korea crisis.
America and Japan face many challenges, many opportunities. There are many things we face, but we will be facing them together in friendship and as allies. Most importantly, we're working to counter the dangerous aggressions of the regime in North Korea.
From Japan, Mr. Trump will go to South Korea, then China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. As the Islamic State loses its remaining strongholds in Iraq and Syria, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis is facing a growing chorus of questions from NATO allies and partners about what the next steps will be in the region to preserve peace and ensure the militants don't rise again. The Secretary of Defense is in Finland today.
And I applaud Finland's initiative to establish the European Center of Excellence for Countering Hybrid Threats. Here in this Helsinki Center, the shared concerns of our transatlantic democracies can be researched and addressed in a collaborative manner.
A new report warns that hunger is worsening in South Sudan. With more on it, Jill Craig reporting from Nairobi.
The food situation in South Sudan remains grim. According to a new report released by United Nations and humanitarian agencies and the government, it projects the number of people who are severely food insecure is likely to drop to 4.8 million for the last quarter of 2017. UN World Food Program regional spokesman Peter Smurden explains.
Intensified conflict and new displacement of people mean that the situation is actually worsening.
According to the report, there is currently no famine in South Sudan, after it had been declared in two counties of Unity State in February. Smurden says it was beaten back by a massive and sustained humanitarian response by aid agencies and donors. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
And this is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.